This podcast is very not safe for work.
Friday Night Fan Fiction presents My Immortal by Tara Gillespie. Part 5.
Oh, hey, we got Sean and Sarah.
Hi, Sean.
And Sean's gone again.
And I made him go away.
Oh, I can hear me.
You're going to have to mute the stream.
Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Watch me whip. Oh, watch me, nay-nay. Watch me whip, whip.
We're doubly pounding everybody.
Accurate.
Rude. Nobody asked for that, Steve. You can't just be like, hey, we're doubly pounding people.
Also, can I get a review of your Taco Bell?
It was good. I had a lot of what I normally have, and now I'm drinking a margarita.
Mm. Awesome. What a good way to end the day.
It sure is. I'm going to be really drunk, because I made it really strong by chance.
Good.
It is just tequila with a slice of lime in it.
It is literally just rubbing alcohol with agave fruit in it.
Ew.
Well, Dave, if you're going to go for rubbing alcohol, you might as well get methanol.
Well, you see, I actually took pure ethanol clouds from space.
Ah.
380 proof. It's 140% alcohol.
Wonderful. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, actually, for once.
Woohoo! You ready to read?
Nope.
Okay.
It's okay, but we need a new lead singer. No, snigger.
Whoa. Wait, you can't use that word.
There's an S in front of it, which is an actually different word.
Yeah.
It's not a chocolate bar.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that everybody on FNF got him.
Samaro said, which is why. Well, I said I'm in a banad myself. Really? Asked Snap. I couldn't believe it.
Believe it.
He used to be Gothic 111.
And now he's in the army.
No, he's not. He's an Abzekian or something like that.
Abkhazian.
Abkhazian, yes.
He's wearing an Ab-Abber 2000.
An Ab-Abber?
Dabber?
I'm gonna want pizza after this.
Yeah, we were called Bloody Gothic Rose 666.
The Florida hurricane is a little loud right there. David, I know you can't do anything about it, but I appreciate you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate me, too.
I would believe it. Do you wanna hear me sing?
No.
Well, too bad. Yeah, said everyone.
That's a statement. Yes, said everyone.
Yes, said everyone. So the guys talk out there. Guitars.
I think that's pronounced der.
Der.
Der would be the German version. Der.
Der.
I'm gonna go with there. They began to play a song by, get it, cause by guys are so sexy. 1-1. Gurn day.
Gurn.
Looks like gum day.
Yeah, it does. But Gurn sounds so much funnier.
Tonight's concert, Guar, featuring opening X, Gurn Day, and X, Bloody X, Tears X.
I walk this empty street on the bull rad of broken drens. I sang sexily.
You know, I'm all for people trying to experiment and enrich the world of literary art, but, God, stop.
Isn't it fantastic?
What was just listed is what happens when the crossword puzzle in the newspaper gets a virus.
The newspaper?
Yes.
Gets a virus?
The newspaper gets a computer virus.
Yes.
We got one of them smart papers.
Smart.
It is not smart, is smart.
Maybe a little spurt with your smart.
Hot.
I sang sexily. I do not own the lyrics to that song. The number one. Gasped. What the fuck?
The next word.
Enopbi.
Yeah, Enopbi.
Enopbi. Will you join the band, Pulls?
No. Just ignore it, guys. It'll stop.
No, he just doesn't want to be in the band.
Begged Lucian tomorrow, Sirius and Snape.
So, Samoro, is this one of those hidden bad guys from a Mortal Kombat game that has four arms?
No. I'm thinking about Sbarro.
Sbarro's? Like, you want pizza?
The vehicle.
Yes. Pizza by the slice in every mall in America?
Yep.
All right, so if I order from Pizza Palace, should I just tell them that it's my birthday?
Yes.
I doubt the delivery boy is going to sing you happy birthday when he gets here.
No, I just want them to put a candle on the pie.
Oh, do they actually do that?
No.
I don't know. I will ask.
Probably not. Whenever I see Sbarro, I think of Sbarro, like the cactus.
Oh.
Those make really not good butt plugs.
They really do not.
Or incredible butt plugs if you're brave.
No, they do not.
Incredible butt plugs if you're Albert Fish.
Incredible butt plugs. Dot surgery. Does it exist?
Looking it up right now.
Incrediblebuttplugs.info.
All right, add it to the list of domains we gotta buy.
Okay, I shrugged. Oh, gong to play tonight.
Gong.
I didn't know the Undertaker was here.
Yeah, they said. Okay, I said. But I knew, as in it's a shiny thing, that I had to the number get a new outfit spelled correctly. I walked outside wondering how I could go forward in time.
Just take out your handy dandy sports car VHS rewinder and put the tape in upside down.
Suddenly, someone jumped in front of me. It was Morty McFlick.
Morty McFlick.
The crossover Hello. Nobody ever wanted.
McFlick.
My name is Morty McFlick.
My name is Morty McFish Filet.
Aw.
I don't know, Rick. This is a really...
Listen to me. Listen to me, Morty.
Listen, Morty. Morty. You gotta just go with it, Morty.
No. Listen to me, Morty. You're gonna have to shove that cactus way up there.
Way up there. Just reach in.
It's a really good butt plug. You just have to be brave.
Reach in and go for it. It's okay.
Rick, I really don't... That's a good idea.
Listen, all right, you're using that brain of yours. You don't want to do that.
Remember how people say they're on pins and needles when they're nervous and excited?
Same concept, just a little bit different, that's all.
You're going to feel like that all in your insides.
Okay.
The vow that I break you.
Yay. He was worrying... We ring a Blick Banad shirt.
T-shirt.
T-shirt.
T-shirt is my favorite Final Fantasy summon.
And Blick Boogie jeans. What the hell are you dong here?
Dong.
Perfect timing there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will help you. Ooh, go.
This is a very good parenting test right here. Can you read terrible fan fiction with a screaming child in the background?
I feel the same.
As David or the screaming child?
Yes.
Answer, yes.
I will help oo go forward in Tim N.O.B., he said with a seriously, then ... He took out a Blick Tim machine.
Mm-hmm.
I went into with the number it... And ... Suddenly, I was.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Honestly, I am getting some flashbacks to the.
Back to the Frello? Oh, no.
Yeah.
And now I hear the recorder.
Suddenly, I was forward in Tim 111. Chapter 36. A.N. I said stop flaming. That's actually flaming.
Yep.
And now you realize why it's so difficult for us to read normal things after this.
That doesn't excuse you.
No, it's an explanation, not an excuse.
Okay, I'll accept that. Flaming. Okay. I bet you are our proly old 70 year olds. 111. Puss Portresses.
Go!
Someone help me. What does that say? Portersuz.
Portersuz, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Val, would that Z be silent in French?
No, only H's are silent in French.
Well, I mean like as it's the last letter of a word.
Well, R's would be silent at the end of a French word.
Portersuz?
No, it's a... Steve-O, no!
Steve-O, how long have you had a French-speaking wife?
2 weeks.
Lies. Tortoises... one.
Let's stop rooming at home. I'm sure David's frustrated as it is.
I have a headache.
Oh, yeah, and thanks to Raven for the help. 111. Have fun in Glorin, girl. Many ones, many X's. 666, gasp, many X's. I locked around in a depressed way. Suddenly, I saw Professor Sinister, Bloody Mary, Socrates.
Who the fuck is Socrates?
He's a philosopher, father of modern-day democracy.
Yeah.
Socrates.
No, the father of modern-day democracy, that's Charlemagne.
You're a Charlotte.
Charlatan?
Yeah, I'm a good Charlotte.
But are you a good Charlotte?
I'm Charlotte, Ohio.
Socrates and Draco, Vampire, and Willow were there, as in a person's or many people's, two, as in the one with the one O. Omg, Sorius, I saw you and Samaro and Snip and everyone. 111111. I can't be. I mean, that sound?
Phonetically, it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, phonetically, it's right.
I feel like this story, if it had gone on longer than it had, eventually the dialogue would just be grunts. Right, exactly.
Just random people saying, Ebony.
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 Ebony. Ebony. Ebony. Not this again. Ebony. 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 I will shut this whole operation down.
Ebony.
I can't believe Snap oozed to the Gothic. 111111.
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah. You know the drill. We'll bring you back if you're still around.
More than happy to be here.
Yeah. You poured the drink, and now you will read.
If you unmute yourself.
Yes, and you'll need to stop the broadcast as well, because you're probably hearing us twice as usual.
Just stop the broadcast.
Yeah.
I was smart.
Good.
Good.
You know, I haven't done palm poutine in a while. I'm so used to saying my Steam name, I can't even say Emperor Palpatine's name.
Palpatine?
Emperor Lemon Pledge.
Yeah, I know, Sirius said sadly. Oh, hey there, bitch. Professor Trivolary said in an emo voice, drinking some Volksamort serum.
Yes, very European car.
The Volksamort serum?
Say it as,
Jeremy Clarkson.
Yep.
The Volksamort serum.
Hi, Fuker, I said. Listen, Satan asked me out to a Gothic cornet.
Cornet?
The slightly different trumpet.
Wait, is the cornet what's used for all the doot covers?
Yes. Doot. In a movie, so I need a sexa new outfit for da date. Also, I'm playing in a Gothic band, so I need an outfit for that too.
Oot.
Oh my, Satan won. Get it, lolz, because she's Gothic?
No, I don't.
I wonder if they're going to tell us ad nauseum.
If it's Gothic?
If it's Gothic.
Well, is it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Here's $6.66 in change. Get it, because we're Gothic?
No. No, it's get it, because we're Satanists.
I get it. Stannis.
Gasped Bloody Mary.
You're so good at that hold.
Want to go to Hot Topic to shop for your outfit? OMFS, let's have a group cutting session, 1-1.
No.
That's a pass.
There is no Groupon for that kind of activity.
You know.
No.
Buy one, get one wrist off.
Oh. What, like they surgically remove the entire wrist?
Yeah, you become Mega Man.
Yeah, no, they cut out the part in between your forearm and your hand, so you can't bend it anymore.
It's called the Rayman procedure.
It cuts the ligaments, so all you can do is flop your wrists around.
Said Professor Trivolry. I can't fucking wait for that, but we need to get some stuff first, said Willow. Yeah, we need some portions from Professor Trivolry so she won't be addicted to Voxamortserum anymore, and also... Some love potion for Anobi, Darko said resultantly. Well, we have potions class now, Willow said, so let's go.
How convenient.
We went sexily to potions class, but Snap wasn't there. Instead, there was... Cornelio Fuck! 11111.
So his name is Cornelio Fuck.
Cornelio TP for your bumhole?
It's not a very subtle stripper name.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Can we name your child Cornelio Fuck?
No! Val, why are you laughing?
That means yes from Val.
No, it does not. Laugh does not equal consent.
I disagree. Homer said it does.
Well, we don't trust Homer. That's why this is the No Homers Club. We have one.
My brother tickled me once, and I told him to stop it, but I kept laughing because he kept tickling me, and then he didn't, so I ended up kicking him almost in the face, and then he went to cry to mom, and mom's like, well, she told you to stop, so you got what you deserve.
Yeah, you fucking deserved it, man.
Hey, where the fuck is Dumbledore 111? Draco shouted angrily. Wait, those three words were all spelled correctly and competently.
Yep.
Won't last.
Nope.
No.
STFU! Shooted Cornelia Fuck. He is in Azkabian now with Snip and Lupin. He is old and weak, as in, this is the end of the week. He has cancer. Now do your work, 111. My friends and I talked angrily. Can you believe Snap used to be gothic, one? Vampire asked surprisedly. That's it, 11. Cornelio Fuck shooted angrily. I'm getting Professor Bridge, 111. He stomped out angrily. Me friends and I began talking again. I began to drink some blood mixed with beer.
Hell yeah.
So it's like a Clamato almost.
Ew, that's the worst Clamato ever.
As if regular Clamato isn't bad enough.
All right.
Suddenly I saw Hargrid in the cupboard. What the fuck is he doing? I asked.
I really hope that they mistype Hargrid at some point and just say Hubbard so we can fuck with David.
No, don't.
Then I looked at Draco. He was wearing tons of eyeliner, and he looked sexier than ever.
Sexier?
Suddenly, ... Hargriff, what the fuck are you doing, 11, he shooted.
Pew-pew.
Ah, very good, very good. Absolutely wonderful. Praiseworthy performance.
Thank
there,
you.
Troy.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm super into the fact that everybody does little timpani hits after that fanfare.
Well, yeah, because everybody who knows it knows what it is.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Time for Deluxe.
Okay, I did it. I did the
Oh, God!
Thing. Is it too loud?
Are you in a wind tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh.
You literally sound like you're standing next to an angry fan.
Fuck, I forgot to turn off my air conditioner. Hang on.
It's the fucking loudest air conditioner ever.
Air conditioner, man. But the entire time you hear...
He's the coolest villain of them all.
Oh no, my one weakness, bird poop.
So, to bring some reality to this, I'm having a live battle with my internet connection, so if I go out, I'm gonna hop to my mobile and hopefully the connection will be good.
I also hope that if you go out, you shower and put on some nice cologne.
No promises.
Aww.
Or it's pronounced on the street, cologne.
All right.
Anyways, do you know what page you're on?
Yes, I'm at 46.
Woo!
damn, y'all are good.
Well, it also helps that I can't help but read along with good literature. Such fine reads. I looked around. I don't know if we're doing the hissing or not for the dogs.
You can do the hissing if you want.
That's fine.
Everyone is snake.
Snake! Oh, there's a snake!
Badger.
So after lots of hissing, Hairgrid, a grid of hair, was putting something in my glass of blood.
Hey, Logan.
Yes?
For your pubes, is it in a grid or a trapezoid?
What?
Oh, if I ever become a porn star, I'm gonna have grid pubes.
It's just a bush like everybody else, Steve.
Yeah, but how do you plant it?
Fucking incredible joke.
I'm gonna shave grid lines on my pubes so that they can do the Tron bike game on it. I have Jeff Bridges on my butt.
Darko and Vampire started to beat him sexily. God, you are such a puzzler. I shooted at Hairgrid. Suddenly I looked at what he was putting into blood. It was Amnesia Portion, chapter 37, and okay, everybody, I'm going on vacation on the 1st of July, so I'm either gonna end the fic or update it in weeks.
I'm so happy she's going to vocational school. Maybe she can become a barber, or an electrician, or a mortician.
Fangs, oh yeah, and prep stop flaming story raven fangs for the help see ya girl after vocation.
You want to hear like a really depressing thought I had just now?
Go ahead.
What?
Sure, why not?
So, my depressing thought was, this person can afford to go on vacation.
Yeah, Dave, they're a wizard and also a vampire, so they can just make money.
And travel underground.
The author, who is clearly a mad person, can afford to go on vacation.
Well, then you also have the dude who wears the fucking question mark suits that can pay for vacations, too.
Yeah, but he's famous.
Can someone explain to me how in magical fantasy land, there's still poverty?
That's a good question. They don't really explain it because the author is a white person.
What if it's magically reinforced poverty?
I would assume that, like, the currency they have, they can't just magic up some gold.
Matthew Lesko, the question mark suit guy, is 75.
He's still alive?
I thought you were about to tell me he was dead, and I was about to get really depressed.
We're gonna have to dedicate the next hour to his memory, if that were the case.
Nope, still alive and still has a website. Let's see if it doesn't play shitty music when I go to it.
Free government money!
So many question mark suits on his site!
Yes!
He's embraced it.
He's like, yeah, I'm insane. Who cares?
Ask Lesko one-on-one. Calls $1 per minute.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
What the fuck? No wonder he's making millions off government money.
All right, new Patreon goal.
It's just like the Nintendo hotline.
Yeah.
We're just going to pay him $120 and force him to be on our dumb show.
Yes. I will throw money into that.
It wouldn't even be that complicated. After 1 month with all the contributors, you'd immediately have the amount for him to read for one episode. Lots of X's. 666. More X's. Darko's point of view lol. Vampire and I chained Hairgrid to the floor. Oh me fucking Satan, N.O.B. said. She was so hot. Maybe I could use amnesia potion to make Satan fall in love with me faster. But you are so sexy and wonderful anyway. Tata. What?
It's like even when she's trying to make plot points make sense, there's some part of her brain that can't escape being part of an instant messaging conversation. So anyway, ta-ta! Huh.
So said vampire, why would you need it to make everything go faster, lol, said Anobi. But you won't have to do it with him or anything, will you? I asked.
It'll be great when it's revealed that the whole do anything angle is all about sticking fingers and belly buttons.
Okay, honest question. How do I pronounce that? Jello sly?
Yes, jello sly.
That's some sly jello. Mm. That's some pudding pops. OMFG. guys.
Somebody spun a windmill.
OMFG, you guys are so scary, said Brittany, a fucking prep. Shut the fuck up, said Willow. Okay, well anyway, let's go to Professor Trebleree's room. Draco Ebery, oh it's getting worse, and I went to Professor Snyder's room, but Professor Sinister wasn't there. Instead, Tom Ridd was.
What the fuck?
Tom Brady of the New England Patriots? What?
Pertinent. One of the few times we talk about sports.
So instead Tom Ridd was, and in no quotes, oh, I fuckers, he said, listen, I got you some cool new cloves, like garlic cloves.
Mm. Nah, she's talking about them clove cigarettes, but in her mind, they're just smoking some garlic.
Please, no.
I took out the cloves from the bag. It was a gothic black leather miniskirt that said 666 on the back, black Stilton boots, blood red fishnets, and a black corset.
Finally, my Bayonetta cosplay is done.
So Draco's the one putting all this on.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can make it work. I bet he's completely smooth.
He gels his pubes back like he does his real hair.
No! No! No!
OMG. Fangs, I said, hugging him in a gothic way.
If only Sonic had a Squidward nose, you could tattoo it down there.
Also, keep in mind, this is still Draco's point of view, so as he says hugging him in a gothic way, Draco took the clothes in the bag, so you're absolutely right. Draco is going in drag to the MCR concert, and that completes my section.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I'm tired, I'm drunk.
It's fine, this is like, what, hour two, three of this?
2.5, and we're not even done the first rotation.
So you know what? You guys hang in there.
I will hang on to my slicked back pubes, thank you.
They're so just covered in oil.
Oh, God. And hello from across the pond. Oh no, people are posting gifts from Golden Boy again. How you doing, Simmy?
I'm fine.
Aw.
Tired?
Yeah, 1:30.
Yeah. 30, like, in the morning?
Yes.
Mm.
No, Dave, he's in Japan.
Look, man, I lived in Japan once.
You've regaled us of the stories where you almost ruined somebody's rice paddy, and you also got free drinks for talking about the Eagles.
That's true. I did those things. You're correct.
Anyways, do you know what page you're on?
Yes, I know. I'm a 47. It's just I forgot to mute the live stream.
Happens every time.
Oh, so you were hearing, like, double Steve? That's awful, man.
So, Dave, there's something I'm going to send to you for your birthday. I'm going to take my voice track from every episode we've ever done, layer it together, and just ship it to you.
That's just going to be a loud blaring noise. Sounds great. But instead of doing that, I could use a 4K TV.
No.
Okay, Professor Sinister isn't here. What the fuck should we do? Asked Draco. Suddenly, he looked at a sign on the black wall. Oh my fucking Satan, one. I screamed as I read it. On it said, everyone, Professor Sinister is away. She is too gothic.
We've reached terminal gothic.
She is in Azkaban now. Classes shall be taught by Dumbledork.
That's the creepier version of Wonka, where it's only 40% chocolate and the rest is potentially feces.
Ew.
Sounds a little bit German. Classes shall be taught by Dumbledork, who is back, but he shall not be principal for now. Sincerely, Professor Roombridge.
You sound like you should be addressing the United Nations. It's beautiful, man.
OMFG 111. I shot it angrily. How could they do that, 11? Suddenly, Dumbledore came. Oh, my.
Oh.
So Kutsushita gave us a little bit of preview with the trill, and I feel like this is the payoff.
What the hell are you doing in my office?
Dong.
Donk.
Dong.
Yeah, he said dong.
Donk.
Welcome to New Dong City.
He began to shoot angrily. Suddenly, I saw Morty McFly's black team machine 111. I jumped seductively into it, leaving Draco and Vampire suddenly. I was back in Team 11. I looked around. It was Professor Slugworth's Empress.
Wait, Slugworth from like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No, Slutborn.
Oh, Slutborn.
You know, the character from Bloodborne.
I sneaked around. Suddenly, I saw the amnesia potion on his desk. It was black with blood red pentagrams in it. It was the shape of a cross. I put it in my pocket.
Along with your stupid thoughts, Tommy?
Suddenly, the door opened. It was Professor Slutgorn 11.
I went to go pee stealthily and I come back to Slutgorn.
Slutgorn!
Slutgorn definitely sounds like a doom metal band.
Yeah.
Liam!
There is a My Immortal Wiki, god damn it!
Yeah, you said that earlier.
No, I said before there was a My Immortal Wikipedia page. There is a My Immortal Wikia for Professor Slutborn.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to be wrong.
OMG! What are you doing, fucker? He shoot it angrily. I don't know what the fuck are you doing? I shouted angrily. Oh, sorry. I was just looking around cause I thought it was class. You said finally hoping he couldn't see the potion in your pocket.
Is that an erection? No, it's just amnesia. Yes, it's an erection and totally not a potion.
Hot.
Oh, okay. You can go now, said Professor Slutborn. You went to the conman room after putting on my clothes. Silas, Samaro, and Snap were there, practicing vampires. Will never hurt you by MCR.
I thought MCR didn't exist yet.
See, time is, it's weird.
Wibbly wobbly.
Wibbly wobbly.
Timey wimey.
Goomy woomy. Shish boomba.
Most enthusiastic Time Lord pep rally ever. Yay.
I prefer enthusiastic blowjobs.
Oh, hi you guys. I said seductively. Where's Satan? Oh, he's coming?
Just like me.
Ew, said Sirius. By the way, you can call me Hades now. Suddenly.
At this point, the word suddenly should have packed its bags and filed for restitution because it's getting ridden so hard with no compensation.
But I like hard.
Satan came. He was wearing a smexy black leather Jackson. Black Congress shoes, a Slipknot t-shirt, and a black tie.
A black tie. Okay, you said tie kind of weird, but I'll let it pass.
The fanfiction is written kind of weird, too.
Touche.
Okay, I will see you guys at the concert, I said. And then I went with Satan.
Hand in hand, off into the sunset to raise the prices of prescription medication and argue that there are good people on both sides.
Ugh.
Chapter 38. And what does everyone think if I end the story and then I add some more to it after vocation?
That's not how it works.
Yeah, you can't just immediately go into the clergy and then write more of your terrible fan fiction.
Why not? They have to get out their succession.
Their succession?
Their sexual frustration somehow. I have peanut butter in my mouth. It's hard to talk.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Just take pictures of you eating the peanut butter and I'll believe you.
Okay, I literally will. Let me put another spoonful in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Preps. Stop flaming. If you do not lick that story, then take Moog quiz. Okay, then you will see if you're gothic or not. One!
Take my quiz.
I kind of want to take her quiz now.
Yeah, and I can finally speak normally.
Thank you so much, Simjan. Appreciate it.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, dude. Always a pleasure.
Later, Simjan.
Thank you for staying up for us.
Yeah, no problem.
This is a disturbing goddamn picture of you with the fucking peanut butter.
What's so disturbing about my face, Steve-O?
Put more in. Shove the whole jar.
There is a quest from 2010. Are you gothic or prepped?
Oh, God.
All right, hang on. We got to take that quiz.
First question, do you cut yourself? Yes, but it doesn't kill me. You need steak to kill me. No, and yes, but I don't get scars.
Just everyone take the quiz silently. We'll let Matt read while we do so. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
No, I'm a poser!
No.
It says, you're, as in, while you are, not gothic. You don't even know who Avril Lavigne is. Are you masticating? WTF, poser! That's beautiful.
I shop at goth store.
There's a whole bunch of X's. 4 6's and a whole bunch of X's.
Oh yeah, there are 4 6's.
Satan and I.
A lifetime special presentation.
Walked to his car. It was a black car with pentagrams all over it. On the license plate said 666, just lick Draco's car. I went in seductively. Stan started to drive it.
No, not Stan!
Wait, is my stepdad calling me again?
We talked about Satanism. Lols, he was named after Satan. Cutting, music, and being gothic.
There's 3 T's in cutting.
Then it's pronounced cutting.
Ah, cutting.
Cutting. Oh my Satan, Gerard is so fucking hot. 1-1. Volximort agreed as we smoked some weed.
Put a few dandelions in the hookah and light it up, brah.
Oh, that's gonna be weird.
Cause bi guys are hot, they are so sensitive. I love them. Lol, goes fucks a bi guy.
I don't know. Logan, you're bi, right?
Yes.
Are you sensitive?
I don't think you're sensitive. Like, you're rough and ready, but you're not like, let's cuddle all day.
No,
Logan, I want to talk about my feelings. Logan immediately shoves a spoonful of peanut butter into my mouth.
I'd like to think that I have a sensitive side. I'm pretty in touch with my feelings.
Well, yeah, you've got sensitive parts on your body.
I have also parts on my body that have no sensation. Thanks for that.
Oh, aww. We're sorry. But, if you hadn't done all of them weed.
Yeah, it's because I smoke too much weed.
You smoke 4 marijuanas. How dare you?
Logan's like an onion. You need to peel back all the layers to get to a sensitive area.
Not again!
Yeah, I'm an ogre.
Logan, I'm going to change your name to Loger.
All right. Hang on, I'll do it for you.
No, I got it. You do you.
Who's going to win?
You're now Loger, the layerist onion.
I didn't give you permission to do that.
It wouldn't have been a problem if you were sensitive.
That's the opposite of true.
Lol, I totally decided not to commit suicide when I heard Helena. I said in flirty voice, hey Satan, do you know the cure for when people are addicted to Volximort serum? Well, he thought, I think you have to drink vampire blood. Suddenly, Volximort parked a car behind a black movie theater. Satan and I walked outside.
But I thought Stan was driving the car.
Well, maybe that's his first name.
Stan, Satan, Satan?
No, Stan Volximort. Satan's a different person, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
Stan Volximort, public accountant. We went into the movie tether where they were showing The Exorcist. In it, a boy and a girl were doing it.
They were doing a speedrun of Chessmaster 5000.
You can speedrun that game?
Absolutely not.
Suddenly, a serial killer came, lol. Satan and I laughed at the blood because we're sadists. While Satan was watching the movie, I had an idea.
A pen, a pineapple, an apple, and another pen.
That's a fruit salad.
I took Satan's gothic black nightmare before Christmas cigar sexily from his pocket and put some amnesia potion in it. I put it back in his black Emile the Strange bag. Satan turned around and started to smoke it. Black clouds with red pentagrams end dim started to fly around everywhere.
Whee!
OMG! 111, Satan said, jumping up. I gasped because I was afraid he'd noticed. And Nobi, guess what? I knew that the amnesia had worked. Amnesia potion has not been invented yet, so it will not work, he said.
That's how things work.
Dave, if you took a gun back in time, it wouldn't work anymore.
It hasn't been invented then.
Everybody knows technology doesn't actually work, and it just works because our willpower.
Yeah.
So, wait, we're like space orcs?
We're orcs.
Yeah.
We just believe it works, so it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. What if the only thing I can believe in is a cheese sandwich?
Mm. Oh, man. Steve-O?
What?
Steve-O, you want to make me a grilled cheese?
No!
I could go for a grilled cheese. Yeah. Steve-O, make me a grilled cheese.
No!
Make me a grilled cheese now.
No! Woof, 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 woof! Ah!
Daddy, 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 daddy,
make me grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese.
He banned himself to the box.
You know, this is actually kind of nice. This is the nicest the Boo Box has ever been. It's so quiet and peaceful. Oh, I could just melt away. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about gothics and silted wrists and good Charlotte and My Chemical Romance and Gerard Way. Finally. Peace.
No! Are you okay?
No, leave me be! I was happy.
No.
You're being alone!
No! You stay with us! You have to suffer!
Too bad, Dada, because I wanted to use some on you. Cole, I raised my eyes suggestingly, and then he took of my clothes sexily, and we started to make out.
Them clothes!
I talk of his shit.
Again?
He had six-pack, jester like Gerard Way, 1-1.
Because the only person in the world that really has a six-pack is Gerard Way.
I need to check out how nice Gerard Way's six-pack is.
I don't think he has a six-pack.
I bet you he does.
Judy's become a monkey again.
We Frenched. Excuse me, but you are going to have to leave, 1-1-1. Shooted the lady behind us. She was a prep.
Yes, it's solely not because you were totally naked.
Every time, I just can't get used to it.
Fuck you, 1-1, I said suddenly. I attacked her, soaking all her blood. No, 1-1, she screamed. All the preps in the theater screamed, but everyone else crapped. Cause Satan and I looked so cute together. Satan and I started to walk outside. Z-O-M-G, how did you do that? Voldremort asked in a turned-on voice.
Steve, you use a game shark.
Thank you very much, Matt. I'm sorry I was distracted by the image of somebody running on a treadmill while they were throwing Legos onto it.
Oh, no.
That's a horror I cannot imagine.
It's right there, and it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Was it like the Try Guys or something?
I don't remember, but I've seen it. But thank you, Matt.
Let me put a little palate cleanser image on there.
Don't do the Homer! Don't do the Homer.
Do the Bartman instead.
Everybody, if you can do the Bartman, shake around a knee, gotta go do can. Then you go poopy in a big poop pan.
Wooly.
And you go down
Wooly, you're back.
To the Bart. Do the
Yay,
Bartman.
Yay, I'm back. Do All right, you know what page you're on.
Slappy heads yeah, and look, you're on your hose. Do the Bartman.
49.
Are we not going to take a second round?
Oh, no, we can do one. Wooly, can you wait like 20 minutes or do you want to go now?
No, I'm good.
No, we can take him now. And then
he says he'll wait. You going to wait?
I can wait.
You can blue balls it? Fuck yeah.
Do the Bart.
I can hold it.
All right, hold it in. All right, yeah, we get to read. I totally forgot that we were supposed to read.
Steve, you're terrible.
Yeah, we're supposed to read on our own show.
David, what are you doing?
Everybody has a house with a Bartman. If you don't got a house, then suck. So come on and get ready to do the Bartman.
I think you make your neighbor leave.
David goes around some Legos on your neighbor while they're on their treadmill.
Logan, when was the last time you did the Bartman?
I don't think he's ever done. I think the Bartman came out the year he was born.
I think it came out just before he was born.
Oh my gosh.
Like a few years before.
2003. Logan, what are you doing?
I didn't do anything.
You're not responding to our accusations of age.
I'm ignoring them.
Logan, stop what you're doing right now and do the Bartman.
I don't know that one.
No one does. It does. There's not an actual dance, but do the Bartman anyway, Logan. It will please me.
That was one of the first MIDIs I ever heard, was a Bartman.mid.
Oh, tragic.
No, it wasn't tragic. Are you kidding me? It was great.
I think the first one I ever heard was that song September by Earth, Wind, Fire, and the Air Nation.
No, literally the first MIDI I ever heard was Mambo Number 5.
That's a shitty MIDI to start out on.
All right, my turn. I'm a vampire.
Boy.
I said as we went into the car. Seriously? He gasped. Yeah, seriously. I said, drinking some beer. Satan started to drive the car. I smelled happily.
Ah. Allegra.
It's too bad we didn't get to kid the rest of the movie, don't you think? Yeah, I said as we kissed passively. Satan parked in the black driveway next to the place where Draco and I had watched GC for the first time. We went inside where Marilyn Mason was playing and started to mosh, lol. Anti-pupple, now you've gone too far. Heus Christ Superstar, screamed Marlin on the stage. We did the devil fingers. Oh man, can we make spicy chicken tenders and just call them devil fingers?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
Steve, when are we going to open our restaurant?
I don't know!
We need to start cooking first. We haven't even cooked in the chicken.
We have to figure out a good way to film it. That isn't going to look like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Let's just get GoPros.
Yeah, let's all get GoPros.
But attach them to the least convenient parts of our body. So ankle GoPros.
That's just going to be an upskirt.
Just don't wear a skirt.
Well, we're going to cater to a very specific audience then.
Why would I not wear a skirt?
Welcome to Kilt Kitchen, everybody.
Hell yes, we can so market this.
I started to dance really close to Satan. He was so schmexy. He looked at me all emo with his gothic red eyes, and he looked exactly like Mickey Way.
Who's Mikey Way?
No, it's not Mikey Way. It's Mickey Way.
It's Mickey.
No, it's Mikey.
It's whatever.
Mickey would be CK.
God damn it, she's right.
Oh, Mikey, you're so fine. You're so fine. How's that song go?
You're so fine, something something, landline, hey Mickey.
Oh, he's the basis of My Chemical Romance.
Well, My Chemical Romance hasn't been a thing for half a decade, so.
He is also the multi-instrumentalist and backing vocalist of rock duo Electric Century, who I don't know.
I don't care. I almost got an orgasm. One. Suddenly, Marilyn Mason stopped singing.
And he laid some bricks instead.
I would like to peasant X black X tier X 1-1, he said.
Damn pleb.
I ran on stage. Fucking oligarchy. Lucian, Samaro, Snap, and Hades were there. They started to play their instillments. I got on stag. Which is like OnStar, but for animals.
Yeah.
Yep.
OnStag emergency, how can I help you? I've just been hit by a car.
Veal, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. 1,111. I sang. Not good lyrics. I do not own the... God damn it! Lyrics!
He made it a fucking Giphy mode on his own server so he can post it on ours.
Now that's dedication. I do not own the lyrics to that song. My voice sounded lick a pentagram, Betwin, Amy Lee, and a girl version of Gerard. Woy. I'm drinking for woy. Everyone clapped. Satan got an eructation.
Satan got a belch.
Can any one of us belch on command?
No.
I'm not okay. One, I sang finale. Suddenly, Lucien started playing the song Wrong by Mystack.
Gerard Way was born around 1928 in Pennsylvania.
What? Hold on, Gerard Way? In the 1940 census. Oh,
yes.
He was born about 1928. His father, Fred, was 36, and his mother, Lorena, was 36. In 1940, he was 12 years old and lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with his father, mother, two sisters, and grandmother.
Yep.
Thank you, Gerard Way, for existing and giving validation to this joke.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yielded James. What the fuck? Whoops, I'm sorry, said Lucien. You fucking asshole, one, James shouted angrily. You guys are such preps, 11, Snap said. Come on, it was a mistake, one. Yeah, it's not his fault, 11, said Sirius. Nah, he ruined the fucking song, one, yelled Samaro. You guys stop, 11, I shoto-eed angrily. But it was too late. They all began to fight. Suddenly, Samaro took out his nif. Umph, no, 11 shouted Lucan. But it was too late. James tried to shoot off his arm. And now stop posting the terrible gifts, guys.
Oh, hang on. Check your Facebook.
No.
Check your Facebook.
No.
Check your Facebook.
Logan, you're up next.
I see. Like.
You're up next.
And then.
Delete. Damn it! I had 896 friends before you posted that. You ran somebody away. Nicely done.
I jumped sexily in front of the bullet. 1-1.
No!
1-1-1. Yielded everyone, but it was too late. Suddenly, everything went blick. Chapter 39. I am a trolling genios lols. Disclaimer, I do not own the Harry Potter series, and I am not the real Bloody Wrist 666.
But it doesn't say Harry Potter, it says HP, like the company.
Hewlett Packard.
Yeah.
Also, after this comes David and then Val. I'm going to go do a thing.
Okay.
He's going to expunge us from his friends list so he can never play things there again. Author's note, I am an extremely immature, pathetic, idiot girl. I know. Out of boredom, I cracked this girl's passy for fun. It took less than 8 minutes to do it, too. And we'll probably get in a shitload of trouble. Which I probably deserve, because I'm being a troll right now. Meh. And I present to you my crappy part in this story. And take note, I haven't even finished reading this fic yet, but instead skipped over to skim chapter 38. Flame, laugh, do whatever you want. Preps. I, the American retail-wearing British vampire Sue, coughed up blood. Satan kneeled down beside me. No! Don't die! I gave him a rueful smile. I'm sorry. It's something I had to do to fulfill my duty as the noble gothic Mary Sue.
It's a good day to do what needs to be done by me.
Satan sobbed. I love you, Ebony. I love you too. I'll see you in hell. I mumbled. Already finding my surroundings fading to black. Bloody Mary Smith suddenly popped into the room for no apparent reason. She frowned when she realized the room was oddly quiet, but at the sight of Ebony's lifeless body, she screamed. Her face became pale with horror. She screamed for the healers, Dumbledore, McGoogle, and every single gothic person she could think of. Suddenly, a glow started to surround the body of Ebony. Everyone stared in shock.
Yes.
Her body started to lift ever so slowly, and then, to everyone's shock, it started to incinerate. When everyone realized what was happening, they rushed over to try to rescue the body, but it was too late. The Sue became nothing more than a pile of ashes.
Oh no.
Dun dun dun.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
A loud resounding, and of everyone bellowing. No!
How fucking dare you, Steve, mark my fucking post as spam?
The room.
He marked as spam.
A flash of white light from the ashes then started to bounce around the room. Everyone cowered in fear and were temporarily blind. When it was all over, things changed. all the silly goth clothes dropped from everyone's bodies. Author's note, I will refuse to explain how the hell that happened. And in their place, clothes the characters would normally wear in canon appeared on their bodies. When everyone got over the shock of becoming free of the gothic power, everyone cheered. Everyone started singing Ding Dong, the Sioux is dead. Well, that is, until all the Harry Potter characters realized the true implications of becoming more canon-like again. All of the characters who were supposed to be dead fell to the floor, their bodies cold and lifeless. Harry and Voldemort started dueling. On the left side of the two, the battle of the light side and the dark side were reaching a climax. And because the replacement author also likes to screw around with canon, Draco and Hermione fled the scene and got married. Meanwhile, down the hall, or down in hell,
those are two totally different places.
Ebony shed a single tear because of her current situation, a situation that would live on for all eternity, or at least until the end of fanfiction time. She lost it all, but she knew she had to remain strong. Nothing would ever break her down. She looked down over her pale body and frowned. "Where are my emo clothes?" she asked herself in confusion. Then it occurred to her. For her shirt, she was wearing a bright pink polo with a little seagull on the right or left. Number aside, below that, she was wearing a denim miniskirt with the destroyed look on it. Paired underneath that skirt were leggings with a little moose at the bottom. And then Ebony realized on her shoulder she was carrying a pretty bag with an eagle on it that said, "Live your life," written all over the bag.
I like those moose things.
I prefer the kitty cat keyhole lingerie. That's pretty nice.
Val?
No? Alright, well.
I like it too, but now it's Val's turn.
Yes! Ebony suppressed the urge to scream. Here she was, decked out in clothes prepped to the extreme, wearing stuff from Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, and Hollister. Panic. Ebony hastily tried to take off the Hollister polo, but underneath it, there was another Hollister polo underneath. Underneath. Ebony frowned and looked under her shirt. All she saw was a bra underneath. In parentheses, dare I point out it's from the Airy line available at American Eagle? Ebony tried to remove the shirt again, but to her frustration, there was yet another pole to replace it. Wait, you made me a... He made me a grilled cheese!
Grilled cheese.
Steve-O gave me... Yes. I have a grilled cheese. And Liam sounds like he's celebrating for me.
That was Judy.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
I am okay!
All right, now who wants the second grilled cheese?
Steve does.
Can you send it up to Canada?
No. Oh. What did I miss?
This is illogical and does not make any sense!
It doesn't have to.
A bunny bellowed out to the air. She failed to see the irony in her statement, how hypocritical her words were, seeing as she was practically calling the kettle black here. And Bunny slit her wrists and mumbled to herself, "Oh me god," / end graphic. Author's note. Oh yeah, if you want to see the original content this chick had planned for this chapter, I accessed it through the document manager thingy, which I copied and pasted so you can read it here. Author's note. Stfu preps git elif! 111111. Usuk! 1-1. Oh, and form now on it'll be in vocation in England until leak August, so I won't be able to update for a while, lol.
This bitch can go to England? I want England money.
David, weren't you just pining earlier about how depressing it is that this author can go on vacation?
Yes, like at all.
Don't you wish you could go on vacation too?
I haven't had an actual vacation since 2014.
Come up to Maryland and experience our wonderful traffic jams.
Steve, I can't because I don't have the money to go anywhere.
I don't think it costs money to get stuck in traffic.
Surprisingly, gas does cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah, gas costs real money, Steve.
And insurance for your vehicle, and to actually have a vehicle.
Did you ever tally up how much money you spent on gas for your trip, John?
No.
Oh, by the way, not as crunchy as I expected.
Okay.
It's very good.
Good.
How much would you rate it?
I would say it's 7 out of 10.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's basic grilled cheese. It doesn't have anything fancy in it.
Yes, I am a basic person. I'm not aesthetic.
What kind of cheese was it?
Colby Jack.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Gouda.
Good choice of cheese, lack of crunchiness.
Well, no, it's crunchy. It doesn't come through the microphone.
Steez, do you put any kind of dipping sauce for your grilled cheese?
No.
What?
Why not?
Who dips their grilled cheese?
Literally anyone.
Yeah.
No, that gets in the way of the grains and the cheese.
What grains? Why are you eating bread with seeds in it?
Even the most basic person will dip it in, like, a normal tomato soup or something.
Yeah.
No, that's weird. Val, can you finish reading?
That's not weird.
No, you're
that's
weird.
Awesome.
You're the weird one here.
Val, can you finish reading your section and then eat?
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who... It's you. Revoid. Expect that perhaps who flame... Fuck who! One. MCR Rollers! 666!
MCR Rollers.
Rollers! 666! Exclamation point. 111. X's and sixes and X's. I woke up in that Norse's face. She's in Norway or something now. On a special gothic coffin. Not in it. Airgrid was in the bed opposite me in a coma, as in the punctuation, cause Vampire and Draco had bet him up. Mr. Norris was cleaning the room. Oh, me Satan, what happened? I screamed. Suddenly, Volksomort came. He locked less mean than usual. Get the fuck out, you fucking bastard, 1-1, I yielded. Thou hat not killed vampire yet, 1-1, he said angrily. Suddenly, he started to cry tears of blood, all selective. Volksomort? OMFG, what's wrong, 1-1-1, I asked. Suddenly, Lucian, Professor Sinister, and Sirius came. Bloody Mary and Vampire were with them. Everyone was holding black boxes. Volksomort disappeared!
And now we're gonna go back to the guests. Hello, Wooly.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. You are on page 53.
All right. I'm thinking Transylvanian for this. Will be quite
appropriate. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, then.
Son, if you want to grow up, you can be anything except on Baywatch.
Why weren't you allowed to be on Baywatch, Steve?
I burn in the sun, so very pale. Do not like the sun.
Baywatch nighttime.
OMFG, Enobi, you're alive! Screamed Vampire. I hugged him and Bloody Mary. What the fuck happened? I asked them. Oh my Satan, 1-1. Am I like dead now? I gasped. Oh boy, this is gonna be a bad one.
Where are you?
I'm right here, Judy.
Judy's still the best one on this show.
Oh yeah.
Enobi, you were almost shot, said Sirius. But the ballet could not kill you since you were from another time. Yes, ballet is lethal. Don't do ballet, kids.
Yeah.
At any moment, you could land wrong and fucking obliterate every tendon in your leg.
Just land wrong. Just and then...
Haven't you watched Black Swan? You'll turn into a swan.
Yeah, because that's someone's fetish.
Oh, boy. Fan fiction of that. Someone get on that. But fangs anyway, said Lucian, holding out his arm. I gasped. He had two arms.
When did he lose an arm? Did that happen?
I don't know.
I think. I don't know. I'm going to read. OMG, I can't believe Vampire's dad shot you, one, I gasped. Well, to be honest, Snap was possessed by Snap back then, said James.
Snap was possessed by Snap.
What?
It's so clear.
Obviously, it's real simple to follow.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he was a spy, Sirius said sadly. He really was a death dealer.
He was really.
That's a drink. Ooh, that burned. Yum.
That's what happens when you drink napalm.
Basically.
Do you have a time?
Do you know any other Green Day songs?
About nothing in American idiots.
He was really a death dealer. And he was such a fucking poser too, 11, said Lucian.
Bleh.
He didn't even really know who GC were until I told him. Well, anyway, everyone started to give me presents. That's another one.
Yeah, you're the best.
I expected it to be spelled wrong. This has broken my brain for reading. Like, the autocorrect is just there. I was opening a black box with red 666s. There was a DVD of Corpse Bride in it.
The porn version.
Wouldn't that be the Corpse Honeymoon then?
No.
I like that. I like it.
No, it'll just be called This Ain't Fucking Corpse Bride.
I don't like the idea of that at all.
But the way it's spelled, it's the military corpse.
It's just an army of people in white dresses. Like, it's
it's like a Major Pain.
Yes. There was a DVD of Corpse Bride in it when I guessed. Mr. Norris looked up angry because he hated goths. Hey, has anyone fucking seen Draco? I asked gothically. No, Draco told me he would be watching Hose of Wax, said Professor Trevoli.
Hose of Wax.
Now that's a porn.
Yeah.
I'm sure that exists. That's the other side of Madame Tussauds. That's the one they open after 9 o'clock.
It's... like BDSM, where they play with candle wax.
Ooh, burning.
No, getting weird! Sushi, where are you?
Judy? David, what is going on?
I'm not even touching it.
I'm not touching it.
How's Yakuza treating you?
I'm playing The Division.
What? You're not supposed to level up that far in there.
I haven't.
Spoiler alert, he lied.
He doesn't know that you're better. Anyway, the Norse said you could get up. Come on, one. I got up suicidally. Lucian, Sirius, and Professor Sinister left. I was wearing a black leather night gun. Like, not a gown. She literally turned into a gun.
Boom.
Click, click, boom. Thank you, POD.
I gotta go down the radio, get in on a merry-go-round. Click, 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 boom.
Oh, no. Under that, I had on a sexy black leather bra trimmed with black lace, with a matching thong that said Gothic Girl on the butt, and sexy fishnets that kind of hooked up to my thong.
Hold on. You can't have words on the butt if it's a thong, because it goes into the butt at that point.
Maybe they're just like one of those appliques. They got like, it's sewn in the middle and it's got like adhesive on the sides.
Look, I would buy your arguments more if you kept the Dracula voice.
What if you took the name and sewed it in the middle with some, you know, adhesive on the back of the letters to roll it to the cheeks?
Oh, it's on the top. It's on the top where the waist is.
Hey, it is in the waistband. Thank you. That's perfect. It's embroidered into the waistband. Custom names.
Where were before this goes just spiraling out of more control.
If you don't get the idea, message me. I'll tell you. I'd rather you not.
Let's massage.
I put on a black fishnet top under a black MCR t-shirt and a black leather mini with black lace and Congress shoes. You know, like, you know, the nice old man shoes. I left the hospital wings with Below de Mary, Willow, and Vampire. Urvif G, let's celebrate, 1-1, gasped Willow. We can go see the hose of wax with Draco.
That's hope they're not running any hot water through it.
Mm-hmm.
Went from hose to hose. I mean, hey, you know. Horrible jokes. Giggled Vampire.
Let's go listen to GC and coot ourselves, 666, exclamation point 1-1, quote.
Jesus, I didn't know this was a movie. Oh, God!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Wow.
That'll teach you to rubber up.
Oh, no!
Killer condom, the rubber that rubs you out.
Got a bite you won't forget. Wow.
Oh, God, those teeth.
I think we have a movie night.
Yeah, let's do it.
Condom des Groen.
I've seen it. It's not very good.
A bizarre, touching, provocative, and funny piece of work. I would hope it doesn't touch. Please, I don't want 4D. Not with that.
Based on Ralph Conning's best-selling comic book.
Oh, it's from Trauma Team.
You mean Trauma?
Trauma Team, yeah.
I thought I knew every Trauma movie. Obviously, I've missed one across the 800 they've made.
It's Lloyd Kaufman and Michael Hurt present a Trauma Team release.
I mean, it explains a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to finish reading this, so I don't have to look at that anymore.
Let's go listen to GC and cut ourselves, 66611, said Hermione. We opened the conman room, Dora Sexily, and then, I gasped, Draco was there doing it with Snap! 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 fucking rip! 1-1. We all yielded angrily. We just immediately all stomped on the brakes. Have fun with the rest of that.
Yes, thank you very much, Wooly. I think that's it for you for the night.
Anytime. Well, it was my pleasure.
We'd like to thank all of our patrons on Patreon, especially our genital guardians. Sarah Fordwin, Mana, Pope Slot XVII, Happydale, Samantha, Afro Hog, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Niami Rose, Chris Chalfont, Joshua Burns Rivera, Eric Lemieux, Samuel Flynn, Discus, Steven Sickle, Evan Bomel, Michael Fouch, Shaded Spryer, Disden Plays, Mary, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, The Waffle. Stay tuned for the next episode of My Immortal.
Hi there! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.